One. Good morning, Lulawit, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started this morning with music by Richard Strauss, although with some additional help from Leopold Godowsky. Richard Strauss wrote a beautiful song called Ständchen, which simply means serenade. It's sort of a kind of a seductive piece. I don't have a translation of it in front of me here now. I was trying to find one there in time, but was not able to track one down on the internet. But it's one of Strauss's lighter songs. And then it was arranged by Leopold Godowsky, the great Polish pianist, for piano solo. It's already a pretty tricky for the piece for the pianist in Strauss's original, and then just made a little more difficult by Godowsky, since the pianist now has to add the melody in to the piece. Another great pianist, Walter Gieseking, also made an arrangement of that piece. Sounds very similar, although I don't think I have a recording of that available. Anyway, that was the Canadian pianist Marc-André Amelin playing. We're going to hear him in two more Godowsky arrangements by different composers in a few minutes. Right now, though, it's time for weather and road reports. Yesterday's low, 16.6. The high made it up to 35.9. As of 7 a.m., the temperature at 18 degrees. Looks like it's probably going to be a bit cooler today. Environment Canada says mainly sunny, wind from the south at 20, increasing to 40, gusting to 60 near noon, but a high today of 33 degrees, UV index at 7, which is still quite high, a little bit lower than yesterday, but still on the high side of high. Tonight, clear, wind from the south at 40, gusting to 60, diminishing to 20 with gusts to 40 after midnight, a low tonight of 18 degrees. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and cloud, becoming clear early in the evening, wind from the south at 20, gusting to 40, then increasing to 40 with gusts to 60 in the afternoon, a high tomorrow of 31 degrees. Friday, sunny, a low of 17, a high of 30. Saturday, sunny, a low of 17, a high of 34. And Sunday, at this point, predicted to be sunny with a low of 17 and a high of 35. So temperatures staying definitely on the warm side, just a little cooler for at least the next couple of days, certainly Thursday and Friday. Taking a look at conditions across the country and around the province right now in Halifax, it's partly cloudy and 22 degrees. Montreal, 21 and mainly sunny. Toronto is mainly sunny and 21 as well. Iqaluit, 4 degrees. They're dropping down. 4 degrees and light rain. Winnipeg, partly cloudy and 20. In Regina, it's 18 degrees with a light rain. Yellowknife also has a light rain shower, 16 degrees for the first time in a long time. Does not say it's smoky there, so maybe the rain is helping to knock some of that down. Edmonton, 18 degrees and sunny. Calgary, partly cloudy and 17. And Whitehorse, it is 8 degrees and mostly cloudy. Prince George, sunny and 14. A little closer to home, Clinton is sunny and 10. Hope, 16 degrees and cloudy. Kamloops, cloudy and 20 degrees. 13 degrees in Pemberton. And in Vancouver, cloudy and 16 degrees. And on the highways, let's see. It's going to take me a second to find this particular note, just because I'm trying to do our highway reports these days paper-free. So Highway 1, travelers are advised that a highway paving program will take place in Glacier National Park on the Trans-Canada Highway starting yesterday and running to Saturday, August the 16th. Travelers should expect delays due to high summer traffic volumes. So if you're heading that far east in the province anytime soon, and that would certainly especially apply to people who are on holiday and out traveling, that's just something to be aware of. And then, let's see, special event on Highway 1 starting at Kamloops and running east all the way to Salmon Arm, 6 a.m. to noon tomorrow. It must be something special event involving cycling, because it says please drive with caution and watch for cyclists along the highway shoulder. So if you're traveling in that direction tomorrow, remember that. Highway 40, watch for narrow sections between the Mission Dam and Goldbridge until further notice. Sorry, I just had a frog in my throat that I had to deal with. You can still hear the remains of the frog, as it were, so it's still in my voice. Also on Highway 40, construction between 12 and 16 kilometers west of Lillooet, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. That runs through September 15th, single lane alternating traffic there. And on Highway 99 south, we've got the regular note about construction from 14 to 28 kilometers south of Lillooet, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, running through September 15th. Single lane alternating traffic there as well. And then finally, I need to make mention of, let's see, where is it? There it is. The annual Squamish Music Festival that will be affecting traffic roughly between Britannia Beach and Squamish. The festival gets underway tomorrow. Wouldn't surprise me if traffic is already a little bit heavier because of that. Gets underway tomorrow and continues until Monday the 11th. And it says here, 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. I'm not really sure why they've put those hours in. I would just expect higher traffic volumes, period, all day long. Expect increased increased traffic volumes in the Britannia and Squamish areas. Motorists to obey all signs, speed limits, and traffic control persons, and to drive with caution through the event area. And of course, expect there will probably be an increased presence of law enforcement as a result of that festival. That is it for the weather and roads. Let's go back to transcriptions or arrangements by Leopold Godofsky. He made quite a large number of these. Some of them, like the one we just heard, are very straightforward arrangements where he doesn't add a lot to what the composer did. Others become much more extravagant, like some of his, I think they're called symphonic metamorphoses, that he wrote three of those on themes, waltz themes by Johann Strauss Jr. They're really quite amazing pieces. I mean, they're very attractive because of the Strauss tunes, but they also are works of prestidigitation, I guess would be the right word, both literally and figuratively. They require amazing fingers on the part of the pianist, and generally a very, very highly developed technique, but also just the way that Strauss or that Godowsky has structured them and woven themes together and that sort of thing, very often presenting two themes at a time, as simultaneously. And then there are some other arrangements by him that are kind of a midway ground between those two things, and we're going to hear two of those now. First, we'll hear the ballet music that comes from Rosamunda. This is music that Franz Schubert wrote, I believe, as incidental music to a play called Rosamunda. I can't remember who wrote the play now, and it evidently included a section that was suitable for ballet, so Schubert wrote music for it, a fairly popular piece actually, and Godowsky made an arrangement of that, and he does go a little bit more Godowsky-ish in this. Godowsky died in 1937, if I recall correctly, so he has something of a 20th century sensibility, and I don't mean that in a sense of weird modern avant-garde type music, but just he's not afraid to take things and to use what's called chromatic writing to do funny sort of sides, harmonic side slipping and things, and send themes into directions you don't necessarily expect them to go in. So we'll hear Godowsky's arrangement of that, and then finally we'll hear a piece by Godowsky that is based on music by Jean-Baptiste Leuillet, and that in itself is confusing enough as there are two Jean-Baptiste Leuillets, the Jean-Baptiste Leuillet of Ghent and Jean-Baptiste Leuillet of London. Their names spelled exactly the same. As far as I know, they were not close relations, although they were very nearly contemporaneous. The London Jean-Baptiste Leuillet, born in 1680, the other one in 1688. And to further confuse the issues there, the issue there is Jacques Leuillet, a brother of the London Jean-Baptiste, and then there is also the French composer Jean-Baptiste Lully. Leuillet spelled Louillet, Lully, Lully. The London Leuillet, whether by his choice or whether it's just what the British did to his name, they often pronounced his name as Lully, Lullie. So the whole thing becomes quite confusing. But the London Jean-Baptiste Leuillet was among other instruments that he played. One of them was harpsichord. He wrote several suites for that instrument. And one of the pieces in one of those suites is a gigue, which Godowsky arranged as the final number in a set of 12 pieces he wrote, which were his own arrangements of Baroque pieces, mostly by lesser-known composers. And he called that set of 12 pieces Renaissance, not meaning music from the Renaissance period, but meaning its literal French meaning rebirth. So he was giving this music from the Baroque period a sort of a new kind of life by coming up with his transcriptions of it, which again go a little bit funny and take funny little side twists that you don't necessarily expect, although you sometimes find those funny little side twists even in the Baroque originals. I think I've said enough about it. Let's hear these two more arrangements by Leopold Godowsky, the pianist, once again, Marc-André Hamelin. Thank you. We heard two more of the arrangements, the mini arrangements made for solo piano by Leopold Godowsky. First, we heard ballet music that comes from Rosamunde. That's music that was written by Franz Schubert. And then we heard a gigue or jig that was written by the London-based Belgian composer Jean-Baptiste Leuillet. The gigue from Godowsky's set of 12 Baroque-based pieces known as Renaissance. Marc-André Amelin was playing the piano on all of that. And what are we at? Excuse me, one second. It is 8:21. Let me tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lullabut. When Snooze Button wraps up, I will leave you with music from the Folk World Reggae playlist. Later this afternoon is Democracy Now! From 3 until 4 p.m. At 4 o'clock, I put on The First Years. That's a pre-recorded program put together by Halina at the Family Place, and she offers a lot of valuable information and ideas for caregivers of young children. And then tonight at 6 p.m. is Wendy's Wonderland, the real live edition with Wendy Parker, your host. If you'd like to check out the schedule, you can go to our website, radiolillouette.ca. You'll also find there many shows posted in podcast form and a link to live streaming Radio Lillouette. And let's see, those of you who are fans of photography, especially aerial photography or even more satellite photography, there's a kind of a cool thing on the front page of the Guardian website today. It's just a little item in the center of the page called In Pictures, An Eye on Earth. But if you follow the link, it takes you to a number of pictures taken from various NASA satellites. And they are just of various parts of the Earth, but they have very extensive captions explaining not only what you're looking at, what part of the world you're looking at, but what the particular conditions are that made that satellite photo so interesting. And I thought it was pretty cool. Didn't have time to read it all, but I liked it. It is Piano Wednesday here. We're going to turn to music by Franz Liszt now, but oh, it's just barely Franz Liszt. It's, again, Schubert playing a big role here. So I guess to explain this, I should explain first that Schubert wrote several hundred, I don't know exactly how many, but certainly more than 100, short dance pieces for piano, very often minuets, waltzes, that sort of thing. This is music that was intended definitely for domestic music making. He made these pieces, usually they're one or two pages long. They're fairly easy, so it's music that amateurs could grasp, but they still contain a lot of lovely Schubert tunes. So Franz Liszt came along sometime after Schubert. Schubert died in 1828, if I recall correctly. At that time, Franz Liszt would have been 17, so it was some years after that, certainly, that Liszt started going through all these little dance pieces by Schubert, and he decided to come up with what he called a soirée de Vienne, Viennese evenings. And what he would do would be to pick somewhere between two and four, usually, of these little dance pieces by Schubert and combine them into sequences of dances. So each soirée de Vienne consisted of a sequence of several of Schubert's little tunes. And Liszt wrote some here and there, some introductory material to start things off, and he might write a little bit of linking material sometimes between two different themes. And then he might add a little coda. Here and there, he doubled an octave or added a trill or a tiny little cadenza or that sort of thing. But by Liszt standards, he was really, he was not terribly interventionist. He left these largely as the pieces that Schubert wrote, largely as he found them. We're going to listen to the Soirée de Vienne number 5 in G flat major. I haven't played this here in a long time. Part of me says, what was Liszt thinking when he wrote this? Because it's the longest of the bunch, about 10.5 minutes. And he chose all very mellow, lyrical, soft, quiet kinds of pieces by Schubert. And maybe he was setting himself a challenge of writing a piece that would contain nothing but that kind of music, and he wanted to see if he could still make it interesting. I certainly find it interesting. I just also find it very soothing and beautiful, and maybe even a little too soothing for this hour of the morning. It's great at, 5:30, 6 though. So imagine it's a few hours earlier and you don't have to do too much stuff yet. Let's hear the Soirée de Vienne number 5 in G flat major. This is pianist Leslie Howard.
Thank you.
That was music mostly by Franz Schubert, but with a little work by Franz Liszt as well. We heard the Soirée de Vienne, which is technically a composition by Liszt, but it's based almost entirely, in this case, on thematic material by Franz Schubert. That was the Australian-born but British-based pianist Leslie Howard playing. He who has recorded all of the solo piano music by Franz Liszt, including all of the arrangements of music by other people. And I just think that's an absolutely lovely piece, something kind of almost hypnotic about it. Let's see, the time is 8:37, and I forgot to mention anything about fires during the last break. I did go to the bcwildfire.ca website, and there's not really anything to tell you about anything local. The nice news to see is that the number of fires listed on the wildfires of note and within the Kamloops Fire Center, I think they're down to just 2 fires on that list now. And the fewer there are, the happier we will all be. as I mentioned yesterday, the little fire we had up here on the ridge above Texas Creek Road, technically known as Rock Tripe Ridge, if you don't know, but I'm sure lots of people have different local names for it. That fire that was started on Sunday afternoon by lightning. Let's see, I think yesterday when I was broadcasting, I said I didn't see any smoke from it. And then as I was biking down Main Street later after the show, I did see smoke from it. But again, there was bucketing going on all day there. And presumably that is either out or very nearly so. And it was such a small fire that it never even rated mention, not only on the wildfires of note, but it didn't even rate mention on all wildfires within the Kamloops Fire District. So we are very pleased about that. Okay, let's do some public service announcements. Let's start with the day hike to Holbrook Peak. This is listed as a difficult hike. It's happening tomorrow. The cost is the drop-in, regular rec center drop-in fee, or if you have a membership, rec center membership, it is otherwise free. And then there is a special backpacking food workshop August 14th and 15th here at the Rec Center. You can learn how to prepare lightweight, nutritious food for use in the backcountry. Regular drop-in fee applies, or if you're registering for the South Chilcotin's backpacking trip that I'm about to tell you about, there's no additional cost. That South Chilcotin's backpacking trip is August 18 to 22nd, so obviously a multiple-day trip. The cost is $120, but all food is provided. Space is limited for that, and all of these hikes, as well as the food workshop, being led by Wayne Robinson, an experienced and accredited hiking guide. A minimum of 8 registered participants is required for the hikes to proceed, and if you would like to register or have more questions, get in touch with the Rec Center at 250-256-7527. The Lillooet Lions 21st Annual Fishing Derby coming Sunday, August the 10th. That's this Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Pavilion Lake. If you get those of you who want to fish in the Derby, you can get an early bird ticket for $20 or $25 on Derby Day. Also, if you buy one of the raffle tickets, which cost $5, then you can also fish in the Derby with an additional $15 on Derby Day. All entrants must register, even if you have an early bird ticket, you must register at Pavilion Lake on the Derby Day. There's a grand prize, $500 for the longest fish, courtesy of the EM and FJ Heath Memorial Fund, and there will be draw prizes for the raffle, 15-minute scenic helicopter trip for four, courtesy of Blackcomb Aviation, a 30-minute flight for two, courtesy of Lion Chris Strube, and dinner in paradise for four, courtesy of the Lillooet Lions Club. Lots more prizes as well. Tickets for entry, and I think this applies to raffle tickets as well, available from Winter's Edge in Lillooet, Stein Valley People's Pharmacy in Lytton, from Lion Inez Lopez in Cache Creek. You can also get tickets from Ann Heath locally at the Farmer's Market on Friday mornings. Look for the lady with the cockatiel. There will be a concession at the lake all day. Many local sponsors and supporters of this, and they include Lion Inez Lopez, Lion Ann Heath, Regal Lion Gloria Hudson, Winner's Edge, True Value Hardware, Starburst Video, Shoelap Service, People's Pharmacy, Pharmasave, Malm Septic Service, Lordco Auto Parts, Lightfoot Gas, Paul Lozon, IDA Pharmacy, Cal Tire, Bridge River Lillooet News, and Fields, among others. And the Moonlight Movie is coming to the Rec Center lawn again. That will be put on by the Interior Savings Credit Union and the Lillooet Minor Hockey Association, and it will be happening August the 21st. The movie will be Frozen, and it will be screened at dusk. There will be a concession and fun pre-show activities that start at 7 p.m. Admission is by donation in support of Lillooet Minor Hockey. If you'd like more information, you can go to www.lillooetminorhockey.org or www.interiorsavings.com. Remember to bring something comfortable to sit on, and as we get closer to that date, I'll keep you apprised of what's going to happen weather-wise. Lots of sponsors and supporters for this as well, but not quite as many as for the Lions Fishing Derby, so I can read them all. Interwest Timber Limited, the Tlitkat Community, Direct Electric, BC Hydro, Aspen Planers, Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 66, Greymont Western Canada Incorporated, Lillooet RCMP Detachment Golf Fund, and the Interior Savings Credit Union. And finally, let's see, a couple of things from the Rec Center. Well, one thing from the Rec Center. You can do your canning at the Rec Center if you're short on space or facilities at home. The cost is $50 per day or $75 over 2 days. So it might be a good thing for more than one family to team up on. And this includes the use of the pressure canner, dehydrator, and steam. Okay, steam. Let's see. There was something else I wanted to tell you about. Yes, the British Soccer Camp. That's coming back August 18 to 22nd. It'll be taking place at Conway Park. To register for that, don't get in touch with the Rec Center. They might be able to answer your questions, but you register online at www.challengersports.com. And when I was talking to Wayne here at the rec center last week or the week before, he said that enrollment and interest in that program seems to have been declining over the years. If it declines too much, of course, I'm sure the program will cease to be offered here. So if you are interested in that, you better get registered soon. And some information from Fire Chief David Harder. Actually, I interviewed him a few weeks ago, and we've got that info, that interview posted up on our website. We were talking about the importance of preventing fires locally at this time. But there is a notice in the Bridge River Lillooet News that contains some hard information that is worth keeping in mind. Anyone found in violation of an open fire ban, including campfires, may be issued a ticket for up to $345. Anyone who causes a wildfire through arson or recklessness may be fined up to $1 million, spend up to 3 years in prison, and be held accountable for associated firefighting costs. And so keep that in mind when you are out and about. Of course, there are very serious fire bans on right now in our area. All open burning is banned, and all campfires are banned as well. If you want more information about that, you can find some at the District of Lillooet's website, also more at bcwildfire.ca. All right, the rest of the hour, we're going to turn to music by Beethoven, and we're going to hear, I think, one of his most sublime pieces, though we only have time for the first movement of it, which is a bit of a shame, but it actually works pretty well standing alone, I think. We'll hear the first movement of the Piano Concerto No. 4 in G major. This piece is a little bit unusual among piano concertos in that the piano starts it out all by itself. Usually in piano concertos of this time, it was the orchestra that started things out by themselves. But here Beethoven lets the piano have its first statement, and then it drops out and the orchestra takes over for a more sort of conventional approach to the beginning of the piece, and then the piano comes back in later. There is a sense of lyricism and poetry and frequently gentleness about this concerto that for the most part is not found in the other Beethoven concertos, and I think it really stands out because of that. We're going to listen to a recording that I haven't heard in quite some time, although it used to be one of my favorites. I suspect it still is. We're going to hear the Chilean pianist Claudio Arrau. This was recorded in 1984, which was just 3 or 4 years before Arrau died. But he was still very much in command of his pianistic faculties at the time. He does play this piece, and especially this movement, quite a bit slower than many other pianists do. I think most bring it in at 16 to 18 minutes. With Arrau, it's almost 21 minutes. That was part of his style, also possibly partly due to age, but even at an earlier period when Arrau was still in very, very good health, and not young, but when he was a mature pianist at the peak of his powers, he still took this piece a little bit more relaxed than most pianists do. Anyway, I think it works extremely well and allows all that lyricism and poetry I was talking about to come through. So let's listen to Claudio Arrau on the piano. He is playing with the Staatskapelle Dresden Orchestra, and the conductor is Sir Colin Davis. We've been listening to, I think, one of the greatest pieces of music ever written by Beethoven, which means one of the greatest pieces of music ever written, period, by anybody. We heard the first movement from the Piano Concerto No. 4 in G major. That was a recording featuring Claudio Arrau on the piano. He was playing with the Staatskapelle Dresden, and the conductor was Sir Colin Davis. I remember in the 1970s, I don't remember exactly what year it was, probably close to 1980, I heard Claudio Arrau. Actually, I heard him several times during that period, at least three times. He performed with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. But I remember very specially the evening when he played this Piano Concerto No. 4. He may have played that first movement just a teeny bit faster on that occasion, but it wasn't by much. But I still recall at the end of the first movement, there's sort of scales that start out as a very soft thing and then build and rise and then go back down and then rise a little farther, sort of like a tide coming in. There was something just so physically, physiologically exciting about that. I mean, for the listener, I quite distinctly remember feeling my heart rate increase as he was playing that music. And let's see, if I remember, and I may do this or I may not, I'm not 100% certain yet. I started putting together a show for tomorrow yesterday, but it's not complete yet. Before the week is over, anyway, I may very well play the two remaining movements of that concerto in this particular recording, just because I would be ashamed to not give you the whole thing. But that's going to be it for today. Now, if you missed the weather at the top of the show, let me give you a quick recap. As of 9 a.m., the temperature up to 24 degrees. Environment Canada says mainly sunny today. Wind from the south at 20, increasing to 40 with gusts to 60 near noon. A high today of 33 degrees and the UV index at 7, which is high. Tonight, clear. Wind from the south at 40, gusting to 60, then diminishing to 20 with gusts to 40 after midnight. A low tonight of 18 degrees. And tomorrow, a mixture of sun and cloud, becoming clear early in the evening. Wind from the south at 20, gusting to 40, then increasing to 40 with gusts to 60 in the afternoon. A high tomorrow of 31. So a little bit cooler than the temperatures we have been experiencing, and probably a lot of people will be glad of that. That is